Praise the Lord. Dear friends, today we meditate on a word of Jesus addressed to the disciples as a parting message. The discourse after the Last Supper. I read from the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verse 18. I will not leave you orphaned. I am coming to you. I will not leave you orphaned. I am coming to you. The disciples were all sad and upset because Jesus had told them that he was going away, and where he was going, they would not be able to follow him, that they will see him for a while and they will not see him again, and then he will come back. Jesus had foretold about the suffering and the death and the departure. So in this context of the Last Supper, they were all sad and disappointed. Now Jesus is encouraging them, giving them hope and courage by telling that they will not be left orphaned. They will not be left alone. And Jesus is promising two things. First of all, he promises that he will send another helper, a paraclete. That is the promise of the Holy Spirit. A helper that will be always with them. A helper who will guide them, who will guide them to the fullness of truth, who will always be on their side. So the presence of the Holy Spirit is one thing that Jesus promises, so that the disciples will not be orphaned. Not only the presence of the Holy Spirit, Jesus said, he will come again. I'll come to you. Jesus will be with them. And that we know, in the Gospel of John, he doesn't narrate the story of the ascension. The ascension means that Jesus has taken a different type of presence among us. He is with us to the end of the ages. So he has given us the Spirit. He has promised to the disciples that he'll give the Spirit and that he will come to them. And that promise is given to us also. He will not leave us. He will not abandon us orphans. Very often we feel alone, lonely. Might be times when you think there is nobody to help you, nobody to turn to, nobody to listen to you. Well, remember, Jesus said, I will not leave you orphans. How does he become present in our lives? If you reflect intently in your own heart and reflect on your own experience, you can notice his presence in various ways. One, for example, you are tempted to do something against God's will, commit a sin, something that is not permissible, something that is evil, comes into your mind and you want to do it, and then all on a sudden you hear a voice from the depth of your heart, son, daughter, don't do that, don't do that. So it's an advice. When you turn to the right or to the left, a voice you will hear from the behind your ear, this is the way. This is the way. Take this way. So Jesus is inspiring, prompting in our hearts, don't do that. The conscience. Jesus works in us as the conscience. When we have done something evil, something wrong, in spite of this warning, if you have committed something wrong, then another voice will come, chastising us, reproving us. You have done wrong. What you did is not right. You have to repent. So the voice that comes, Jesus comes in. Sometimes it is another way. When you see a person in danger, in misery, something like a compassion that rises from the depths of your heart, the pity, the sympathy, the compassion, the tenderness, that comes from the depths of your heart. It is Jesus who is inspiring that. He will come to us. When you are alone sometimes, when you are sad, disappointed, sometimes you feel a soothing hand that touches your cheek or pats on your back and asks us, take courage. I am here. Jesus is with us, encouraging, helping, chastising, guiding. So he will not leave us orphans. Let us listen to him. The presence of Jesus and his Spirit prompting, helping in our minds, in our hearts. He is always with us. We are not orphans. Amen.